Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Unmistakable words from the end of the summer 1975, an anthem that brought its author and performer to the forefront of music and the world. Now, there'd been a lot of push on Bruce Springsteen from the very beginning of his career. I remember being at a show New Year's Eve 1972 at the old Kinetic Playground. Celebration Flipside production, if my memory serves me right. Steve Miller was the headliner, but the opening act was on Columbia. And somebody from CBS came up to me and said, there's a guy coming to town the end of January you should check out at the Quiet Night. Well, it was Springsteen. He was the opening act for the Persuasions and was touring on Greetings from Asbury Park. I did go see him and was neither dazzled nor disturbed. A few solo acoustic numbers and four or five songs with his band, but as I look back on that night later, remembering things, songs, I started to have a different view. Now I can smile. Remember, ignorance is bliss. He had released both his albums in 1973 and then took an elongated amount of time recording Born to Run. Much frustration and confusion ensued. Bruce was having trouble communicating his wants and ideas in the studio. He spent almost 6 months on the song Born to Run alone. John Landau enters to help produce. Longtime manager and producer Mike Appel is moved aside and later out, at which time Landau assumed both roles. The single is early released, and finally, late summer 1975, the album Born to Run arrives. Man, did it arrive. So return with us now to those wondrous days of yesteryear when men were men and rock was rock, and women were glad of it. A little too much hype? Okay. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Born to Run, on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Make crosses from your lovers, the roses and the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain. she knows that it kills me. With a stopping scream standing in at the door like a dream, I wish she'd just leave me alone. Because French dreams won't stop, and them boots and French kisses will not break that heart of stone. With her long hair falling and eyes that shine like a midnight sun. She's the one. Hey! had a homecoming in Harlem late last night. And a magic rat drove his slick machine over a Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. The rat pulls in the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down Flamingo Lane. Will a maximum lawman run down Flamingo chasing her head in a barefoot girl? The kids around here look just like shadows, always quiet, holding hands. From the churches to the jails, tonight all is silence in the world. beneath the city, two hearts beat. Soul engines running through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked, in whispers of soft refusal, and then surrender. In the tunnels uptown, the rats on dream guns him down. The shots echo down them hallways in the night. No one watches and the ambulance pulls away. Or as the girl shuts out the bedroom light. Outside the streets on fire and a real death waltz between what's flesh and what's fantasy. Man, the poets down here don't write nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And in the thick of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, not even dead. Tonight in jungle land.
To run on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. From the top, we heard Thunder Road, the title track, She's the One, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, and Jungle Land. Now, the album was top 10 in its second week after release, and you really couldn't go anywhere without hearing it or at least seeing some related promotional material. CBS spent over $250,000 initially, and the hype was on. By October, both Time Magazine and Newsweek had Springsteen on their covers the same week, and the phrase, I saw rock and roll's future, and its name is Bruce Springsteen, was out there for all to see. Tough headlines to live up to, though. Springsteen was not happy about the push and promotion, at least not in its overwhelming sense. He unplugged from interviews, and after a time, the hype died down, but so did sales. Born to Run was off the charts after only 29 weeks, but it had cemented Springsteen's appeal and spot in rock's all-time lineup. And I guess you could say he's kept up his end of the bargain since then. Over 65 million in sales here in the States and 120 mil or so worldwide. Must be some kind of appeal there, don't you think? I have to say, I may not have been dazzled that first time I saw him at the Quiet Night, but I guess you can put me in the true fan category now, because I've seen him maybe 20 times over the years and never been disappointed. Tramps like us, yeah, baby, we were born to run. That's tunes for now. Don't forget us on Facebook and here on the web, and keep twittering away, baby. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah, Baby Tunes.